The United States has given Japanese police custody of a U.S. Air Force sergeant accused of raping an Okinawan woman. Japanese police issued an arrest warrant for 24-year-old Timothy Woodland on Monday, but the U.S. had refused to surrender him without assurances his rights would be protected. From Tokyo, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
The decision to hand over Staff Sergeant Timothy Woodland came after days of detailed, often tense, negotiations. Japan insisted that Woodland be treated no differently from a Japanese prisoner. U.S. officials demanded guarantees that Woodland, who insists he is innocent, be treated in a humane manner with access to a lawyer and interpreter during police interrogation. They also demanded that those interrogations be limited to 10 hours per day. Neither U.S. nor Japanese officials offered any details of the agreement reached today, but Japan's foreign minister, Makiko Tanaka, predicted the case will dispel any doubts about Japan's criminal justice system. It is our responsibility to prove to the United States and to the world that Japan's criminal justice system is fair, she said, and fully capable of handling this case. The U.S. is not legally required to hand over a serviceman before charges have been filed, but it's done so before in 1996 and was under growing pressure this time to appease Japan. In the past week, small protests broke out on Okinawa, and senior Japanese officials warned of strains in the security alliance, America's most important in Asia, unless the U.S. turned over the Air Force sergeant. Now that the U.S. has agreed to do so, America's ambassador to Japan, Howard Baker, says he considers the issue resolved.
The United States government has taken this case seriously and regrets any instances of misconduct by U.S. personnel in Japan. We have cooperated fully with Japanese authorities in this case, and we are grateful for a satisfactory result.
The decision to hand over the U.S. serviceman does resolve this latest standoff between the U.S. and Japan, but resentment towards the presence of some 26,000 U.S. troops in Okinawa is growing, and many analysts say it's only a matter of time before tensions flare again. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.